This is the Sakha Murli of the 15th of January 2026. Essence, sweet children, the words, O God, O Baba, should never emerge from your mouths. That practice belongs to the path of devotion. Question, why do you children prefer to dress in white? What does it symbolize? Answer, you have now died alive from this old world, and this is why you prefer to dress in white. This white dress symbolizes death. When someone dies, he is covered with a white sheet. You children have now died alive. Om Shanti. The spiritual father sits here and explains to you children. If you don't use the word spiritual, but just say the Father, that too is fine. The Father sits here and explains to you children. All of you say that you are brothers. So the Father sits here and explains to you children. He does not explain to everyone. All of you say that you are brothers. In the Gita, it says God speaks. To whom does God speak? All are the children of God. He is the Father, and so all the children of God are brothers. God must have explained to you and taught you Raja Yoga. The locks on your intellects have now opened. No one else in the world would have such thoughts. Those who receive the message will continue to come to school and study. They will think that they have seen the exhibition, and that they now want to go and hear some more of this knowledge. The first and foremost thing is that these are the versions of the ocean of knowledge, the purifier, the sermonizer of the Gita, Shiva. First of all, they should understand who it is who is teaching and explaining to us. It is the Supreme Soul, the ocean of knowledge, the incorporeal one. He is the truth. He only tells you the truth. Then there won't be any questions arising from that. First of all, you have to explain that the Supreme Father, the Supreme Soul, is teaching you Raja Yoga through Brahma. This is the royal status. When they have the faith that the Father from beyond this world, the Father of all, is the one who sits here and explains to you that he is the greatest authority, they won't have any questions. He is the purifier. So when he comes, he must definitely come at his own time. You can see that this is the same Mahabharat war. After destruction, there will be a viceless world. This is a vicious world. People don't understand that Bharat was viceless. Their intellects don't work at all. They have Godridge locks on them. Only the One Father has the key to those. This is why he is called the bestower of knowledge and the bestower of the divine eye. He gives each of you a third eye of this knowledge. No one understands who is teaching you. Because they think it is Dada, Brahma Baba, they begin to criticize. They start saying something or other. Therefore, this is the first thing you should explain. It is written in this, God Shiva speaks. He is the truth. The Father explains, I am the purifier Shiva. I have come from the supreme abode to teach you salagrams. That Father is knowledgeful. He explains the secrets of the beginning, the middle, and the end of the world. Only at this time do you receive these teachings from the unlimited Father. He is the creator of the world. He makes the impure world pure. They call out, O purifier, come. Therefore, first of all, you have to give his introduction. What is your relationship with that Supreme Father, the Supreme Soul? He is the truth. He gives you this true knowledge to change you from ordinary humans into Narayan. You children know that the Father is the truth and that He creates that land of truth. You come here to change from ordinary humans into Narayan. When you go to a barrister, you understand that you have gone there to become a barrister. You now have the faith that God is teaching you. Some have faith, but their intellects then develop doubts. Then other people tell them, "You used to say that God was teaching you. So why have you left God and come here?" When they develop doubt, they run away. They perform one sinful act or another. God speaks, lust is the greatest enemy. By conquering it, you will become the conquerors of the world. Those who become pure will then go to the pure world. Here it is a question of Rajyoga. You will go and rule there. All souls will have to settle their karmic accounts and return home. This is the time of settlement. Your intellects now say that the Golden Age will definitely be established. The Golden Age is called the Pure World. All the rest will go to the land of liberation. They will then have to repeat their own parts. You too continue to make effort on yourselves to become pure and the masters of the pure world. All of you will consider yourselves to be the masters. Even the subjects are the masters. People say, "My Bharat." Even great human beings and sannyasis, etc., say, "My Bharat." You understand that at this time, everyone in Bharat is a resident of hell. We are now studying Rajyoga in order to become residents of heaven. Not everyone will become a resident of heaven. Only at this time do you receive this knowledge. Whatever those people relate, it comes from the scriptures. They are authorities of the scriptures. The father says, while studying the Vedas and scriptures on the path of devotion, they have continued to come down the ladder. All of that is the path of devotion. The father says, I come when the path of devotion comes to an end. I have to come and grant all devotees the fruit of their devotion. The majority are devotees. All of them continue to call out, O God the Father. Devotees definitely say, O God the Father, O God. There is a difference between devotion and this knowledge. O God must never emerge from your mouths. Human beings have had that practice for half a cycle. You now understand that He is your Father, and so you must no longer say, O Baba. You have to claim your inheritance from the Father. First, have the faith that you are receiving your inheritance from the Father. The Father gives you children the right to claim your inheritance. He is the true Father, is He not? The Father knows that He gives His children the nectar of this knowledge to imbibe. He sits them on the pyre of knowledge, awakens them from their deep sleep, and sends them to heaven. The Father has explained that souls are residents of the land of peace and the land of happiness. The land of happiness is called a viceless world. The deities are completely viceless. The other is our sweet home. You know that is the home of you actors. and that you come here from that land of peace to play your parts. We souls are not residents of this place. Those actors are residents of that place. They simply come from their various homes, change their dress, and play their parts. You understand that your home is the land of peace, where you are to return to. When all the actors have come onto the stage, the Father comes and takes everyone back home. This is why he is called the liberator and the guide. He is the remover of sorrow and the bestower of happiness. Therefore, where will all of these human beings go? Just think about this. You called out to the purifier to come here. What for? For your own death. You don't want to stay in the world of sorrow, and this is why you say, "Let us go home." All of them are believers in liberation. The ancient Raja Yoga of Bharat is very well known. Those people go abroad to teach Raja Yoga. In fact, Hatha Yogis don't know Raja Yoga at all. Their yoga is wrong. This is why you should go and teach them true Raja Yoga. When people see the saffron robes of the sannyasis, they give them so much regard. Even in Buddhism, when they see someone in saffron robes, they give him respect. Sannyasis come later on. At the beginning of the Buddhist religion, there are no sannyasis. When sin increases in the Buddhist religion, the sannyas religion is established. That soul also comes from up above at the beginning of it. His followers follow him down. What would he do by teaching renunciation at the beginning? Renunciation comes later on. They have copied that from here. There are many Christians who give regard to the sannyasis. Saffron robes are the uniform of Hatha Yogis. You don't have to leave your homes and families, nor are you bound to wear white clothes. However, white clothes are good. You stayed in the bhati, and this became your dress. Nowadays, people like white clothes very much. When a person dies, he is covered with a white sheet. You have now died alive, and so to dress in white is good. First of all, give someone the Father's introduction. It takes time to explain that there are two fathers. You are not able to explain so much at the exhibitions. In the Golden Age, you have one father. At this time, you have three fathers, because God enters the body of Prajapita Brahma. He is the father of everyone. You also have a worldly father. Acha, which of the three fathers gives you the highest inheritance? How does the incorporeal father give you the inheritance? He gives it to you through Brahma. You can explain this picture very well. Shiv Baba is incorporeal, and this one is Prajapita Brahma, Adidev, the great-great-grandfather. The father says, "You don't call me Shiva, the great-great-grandfather. I am the father of all. Whereas this one is Brahma, the father of humanity. All of you are brothers and sisters. Although you are males and females, your intellects understand that you are brothers and sisters. You receive your inheritance from the father. There cannot be criminal assault between brother and sister. If there is a vision of vice for each other, they fall. They forget the Father. The Father says, after becoming my child, you dirty your face. The unlimited Father sits here and explains to the children, you become very intoxicated. You know that you have to live at home with your families. You have to stay with your worldly relations and fulfill your responsibilities to them. You should call your physical father, father. You mustn't call him your brother. In an ordinary way, you would call your father, father. Your intellect understands that he is your physical father. You have this knowledge. This knowledge is unique. Nowadays, they even call their father by name. But if you were to call your father brother in front of a visitor, he would think you had gone mad. You have to be very diplomatic. Your knowledge is incognito, and your relationships are incognito. You have to interact with great diplomacy. However, it is good to give regard to one another. You have to fulfill your responsibilities to your relations. Your intellects should go up above. We are claiming our inheritance from Baba, but you have to call your uncle, uncle, and your father, father. Those who haven't become BKs would not understand about brother and sister. Only those who have become Brahma Kumaris and Kumaris will understand these things. People outside would be shocked to hear this at first. A very good intellect is needed to understand these things. The Father is making the intellects of you children broad and unlimited. Previously, you had limited intellects. Now your intellects go into the unlimited. He is our unlimited Father. All of them are our brothers and sisters. In terms of relationships, a daughter-in-law should be called daughter-in-law, and a mother-in-law should be called mother-in-law. You shouldn't call them sister, even though both of them come. Even while living at home, you have to interact with great tact. You also have to consider what people would say. Otherwise, they would say that you make husbands into brothers and mother-in-laws into sisters. They would wonder what you're being taught. Only you and no one else can understand the things of this knowledge. It is said, only you know your ways and means. You have now become his children. Therefore, only you know his ways and means. You have to interact with great caution, so that no one becomes confused. At the exhibitions, you children first have to explain that it is God who is teaching you. Now, tell us who he is. Is it incorporeal Shiva or Sri Krishna? It is after the birth of Shiva that there is the birth of Krishna, because the Father teaches Raj Yoga. It has entered the intellects of you children that not until the Supreme Soul Shiva comes can you celebrate his birthday. Until Shiva comes and establishes the land of Sri Krishna, how could you celebrate the birthday of Sri Krishna? They celebrate the birthday of Sri Krishna, but they don't understand anything. Krishna was a prince, and so it would surely have been in the golden age that he was a prince. There would be the kingdom of deities. It wouldn't be Sri Krishna alone who receives the sovereignty. It would surely be in the land of Krishna. They speak of the land of Sri Krishna and of this being the land of Kans. When the land of Kans was destroyed, the land of Sri Krishna was established. They both exist in Bharat. Kans, etc., cannot exist in that new world. This Iron Age is called the Land of Kans. Look how many human beings there are now. There are very few in the Golden Age. The deities didn't battle. Call it the land of Sri Krishna or the land of Vishnu, the deity community or the devilish community, it is all here. However, there was neither a war between the deities and the devils, nor between the Kauravas and the Pandavas. You conquer Ravan. The father says, conquer these five vices and you will become the conquerors of the world. There is no question of battling in this. If you were to say fighting, that would be violence. You do have to conquer Ravan, but with non-violence. It is simply by remembering the Father that our sins are absolved. There is no question of battling, etc. The Father says, you have become Tamo Pradhan and you now have to become Sato Pradhan again. The ancient Rajyoga of Bharat is very well known. The Father says, connect your intellects and yoga with me and your sins will be burned away. The Father is the purifier. Therefore, connect your intellects and yoga with him and you will become pure from impure. You are now having yoga with him in a practical way. There is no question of a battle in this. Those who study well and have yoga with the Father will claim the inheritance from the Father. Acha. To you, sweetest, beloved, long-lost and now-found children, love, remembrance and good morning from the Mother, the Father, Bapdada. The spiritual father says namaste to you spiritual children. Essence Vodarna 1. While practicing maintaining your vision of brotherhood, fulfill your worldly responsibilities to your relations. Interact with everyone with great tact. Let there be no criminal vision at all. At this time of settlement, become completely pure. 2. In order to claim your full inheritance from the Father, study very well and become pure by having yoga with the purifier. Blessing. May you be a master creator who brings the time close on the basis of your perfection. The time is your creation and you are master creators. The creator is not dependent on the creation. The creator makes his creation dependent on him. Therefore, never think that the time will make you perfect. You have to become perfect and bring the time close. Any obstacle that comes will definitely go away in its own time. But if you transform it before that time with the power of transformation, you will then receive credit for that. If transformation takes place on the basis of this time, you do not get any credit for that. Slogan: only those who keep a balance of karma and yoga are true karma yogis. Avyakt signal. In this Avyakt month, stay free from bondage and experience the stage of liberation in life. For as long as you have the support of your physical organs, you definitely have to perform actions. However, let there be no bondage of karma, but a relationship of karma. The stage of liberation in life means you experience greater success and no burden of those actions. Those who are liberated are constantly embodiments of success. A soul who is liberated in life will say with spiritual intoxication, victory is guaranteed and success is my birthright. Om Shanti.